It is 10:03, and you're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Hey, give us a call sometime. It's 1-603-430-WSCA, or in translation, that's 430-9722. Hey, you can also get us on the web. It's portsmouthcommunityradio.org. Type that into your browser. Come check us out. Yeah, we got a schedule. You can say, what did I miss today? I missed that show and this show. Darn it, I'm not going to miss it next week. Hey, how about house concert with singer-songwriter Jody Kessler? Yes, folks, on Saturday, August 19th, 2006, there will be a house concert with pot and potluck dinner with Ithaca, New York-based singer-songwriter Jody Kessler from 6 o'clock to 10 p.m. in the intimate setting of downtown Portsmouth. Of a downtown Portsmouth home. Yes. Jody Kessler is known for her insightful lyrics, masterful guitar work, and pristine vocals. Jody delivers her refreshingly original material with passion, sensitivity, and humor. Reservations are required. For more information, contact Patrick Stevens at 1-603-436-8372 or email P as in Paul, as in Patrick, P as in Patrick, folks, Stevens with a V, 21 at comcast.net. Why, hello there, folks. I am the Eggman, and you're now listening to the Metaphysical Circus. And please excuse if I have a lisp tonight, because I just had surgery on my lip and I got stitches in my tongue. Well, on my tongue. And yeah, it's kind of tight. Okay. Exercises. I got to do that every 5 minutes, so pardon me. And hey, what do I do this week? Well, this is my open week where I do a special show of whatever the heck I want. And so I chose to do something that my buddy Gary had been compiling in the last month or so. He sent out a post on MySpace asking all of us psychheads to compile our top 50 favorite psychedelic songs from the years 1965 to 1970. I made my list, and so did many, many other people, because I kind of helped them out in a bit. I posted on all sorts of forums and got more lists, and we got a whole bunch of lists, and he did a final tally, and that's what we're going to do tonight, folks. The 50 greatest psychedelic songs from 1965 to 1970, basically the original era. Yeah, I'm going to count them down from number 50 all the way to number 1, and it's a 4-hour special. So stay up with me all the way to 2 a.m., because I'm going to need the company. Because I've been up since 7 a.m., and my lip hurts. All right. Yeah, so it's going to be fun, folks. And this is a pretty accurate list. It's a lot of pretty good groups on here. A lot of obvious choices, but you know what? Doesn't stop them from being good songs. And so instead of a top 50, I decided to do the runner-up honorable mention first. Number 51, because it's one of my all-time favorite songs by one of my all-time favorite bands, and I thought it would be nice. And also, it fits into more of a four-hour show for me anyway, so I don't have to blab more and more and longer during the show to make up the time. Yeah, so I'm going to start this show off with number 51, greatest psychedelic song voted by you, or whoever is out there and voted. All right, so this is by Blossom Toes. That's right, number 51, Look at Me, I'm You, from their album We Are Ever So Clean from 1967. Yeah, number 51, I had to put it in because I love this song. It's the one that kicked off their first album, their first of two. So, to start off the greatest psychedelic songs of all time, number 51 is The Blossom Toes with Look at Me, I'm You. Enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
there, Portsmouth, and everyone else, how they treating you? You're listening to the Metaphysical Circus. I'm your host, the Eggman. How are you? You're listening to the top 50 greatest psychedelic songs from 1965 to 1970. So goes the internet poll that a friend of mine had gathered along with my little assistants. And this is the grand totals. And I'm doing that top 50 right now. And I started it off with number 51 because I felt bad that they didn't make the top 50. Blossom Toes, Look at Me, I'm You. And after that, number 50 was 10 Turn Abbey with the song Vacuum Cleaner, 1967. And that group only put out one single, and they're one of the best-loved one-off groups ever. There was one website called Marmalade Skies, celebrates English psychedelia. We did a vote for Hall of Fame, a psychedelic music Hall of Fame, and those guys were voted in. They only did two songs, but hey, they beat out the Kinks even. Unbelievable. Very, very awesome stuff. After that, number 49 was Donovan with the song Wear Your Love Like Heaven from his American album Wear Your Love Like Heaven, or his British album Gift from a Flower to a Garden from 1967. And overall, his fifth album there. Yeah, good stuff. Folk Gone Psych. After that, number 48 was the Electric Prunes with Get Me to the World on Time from the album I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night from 1967, and it was also their second charting single, which hit number 27. Yeah. Good stuff. Dig that song a lot. It's the first American group to appear on the list. Seems like it's dominated by English folks. After that, number 47, an English group, The Zombies, Time of the Season, from their album Odyssey and Oracle in 1968. It was also released as a single and was a smash hit, and hit number 3 in America. Yeah. And Odyssey and Oracle was their last album before Rod Argent went on and formed Argent. Got a little progressive. After that, you heard Apple, which is what I just played, and that was number 46. The song Buffalo Billy Can from their album An Apple a Day in 1968. Well, actually, the album came out in 69, but the single, that song, was released in 68. Yeah, it was released on their only album. It was the B-side to their first single as well. Now, that was a surprise. I'm surprised that song hit it that high. I really dig the song. Didn't list in mine personal top 50 or even top 150. I made a 150 for this guy because I'm crazy. Maybe I'll make that 150, that top 150 I made, into a huge 8-hour show someday. How's that sound? Alrighty, that's all you heard in the first half hour of the top 50 greatest psychedelic songs ever. Well, as voted. If it was my opinion, it'd be much different. But, you know what? Yeah, it's only fair to have everybody's input, right? Alright, so that was number 46. I'll get to number 45 after I tell you what this weekend's weather is going to look like. Right now, it is 65 degrees. It's getting a little nippy. It's going to feel like fall over the weekend. Patchy fog after midnight tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 53. Saturday, patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 75. Saturday night, partly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 52. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 75. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Monday, should get up to about nearly 80 degrees. Yeah, during the day. And you get back into your shorts. Alrighty, hey, are you a local business that would like to support local community radio? Are you? WSEA offers underwriting packages to businesses in the greater Portsmouth area. Underwriting on WSEA allows your business to stand out on the air for our listeners who remember that you supported their community radio station. If you'd like more information, you can send an email to underwriting@portsmouthcommunityradio.org. All right, time to get cheesy. Ready? Positive thoughts now on WSCALP. Want to know what makes your pet tick? Concerned about his health and behavior? What do responsible pet owners need to know? Why does your feline have a bad catitude? Your dog's bark is bad and so is his bite. How can you make him a happier pup? How can you? Join Feline Gene Fridays at 11:30 a.m. for info and tips on animal behavior, health and sexuality, homelessness, adoption, relationships, and other topics of interest to pets and their people. You'll hear interviews with folks active in many, many fields of animal care, rescue, training, and behavior, as well as stories, trivia, animal news, the Positive Thoughts email bag, and humane education info, and so forth. Inspirational and insightful. Positive Thoughts. Positive Thoughts only on WSCALP, because kindness to animals makes a better world for all of us. Doesn't it? I love my kitties. They're neat. Alrighty. Let's get back to that top 50, folks. Getting up to number 45 of the greatest psychedelic songs voted by the internet psychedelic public. That's what I call them now. The internet psychedelic public. Because everybody's a neighbor when they're online. Number 45 is the Jimi Hendrix Experience. What song, you may ask? 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be. From 1968. Yeah. Good stuff from Electric Ladyland. His third album with The Experience and their last album. It's a nice long trippy piece here to start off the next half hour of the greatest psychedelic songs, top 50, or if you include the Blossom Toes, top 51. All right, so here you go. The Jimi Hendrix Experience, 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be, from 1968. Enjoy. Today, well,
till my darling and I make love in the sand. Just a loop for last moment, ever on the I'm a machine, it's Dennis work, let us part ways. Without a scratch on a body, I'm a bit of farewell. Starfish and giant tombs greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we'll take our last look. Killing Noah.
No safety or surprise, the end. The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you.
Follow me. The end.
It's 10:58 p.m., and you're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. Give us a call sometime. It's 1-603-430-WSCA, or in translation, that's 430-9722. You can also get us on the web. Check us out, portsmouthcommunityradio.org. Yeah, go there and check out our schedule, see what's going on, see what you're missing. Yeah, become a member, too. Just hit the Join Now button, see what happens. Oh, yeah. What's up? I'm the Eggman, and you're listening to the Metaphysical Circus. And my special this week is an internet poll that was done in the last month asking people what their favorite psychedelic songs are. Top 50 psychedelic rock from... from 1965 to 1970. Yeah. And those lists were all gathered up into a big finale list, and this is what we got. Yeah, and I'm an hour into the show, and the last half hour I started it off with the Jimi Hendrix Experience at number 45. That was 1983, A Merman I Should Turn to Be from 1968. And That was the one of two songs you heard in the last half hour, because it were two long songs. That last one you heard was The Doors, of course, at number 44, with the song The End from their self-titled first album in 1967. Finalized that first album. Very, very awesome tune. Very ahead of its time as well. Good stuff. And yeah, that's all you heard in the last half hour, so we're up to number 44, and number 43 is queued up. But first, let me just read a few things, like programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with the support from our listeners, of course, and by Leslie Brenner, Healthy Living Technologies, solving indoor air and water quality challenges with high-tech systems available for on-site evaluations. More information available at 603-431-1772. Hey, how about this? Arts City is Portsmouth's newest venue for classes in the visual and literary arts. For those looking to improve their artistic skills this summer or try something new, Arts City offers a variety of art classes for children, teens, and adults at their Portsmouth location at Exchange City, 25 Granite Street. A sampling of class offerings includes puppet making, clay creation, cartooning, photography, American Indian crafts, and wire sculpture. For more information on the full scope of classes or to register, Art City is at 433-2210. Oh, yeah. And did someone say something about number 43?